Classic Hits 1026 4MK. Hello to Ronnie from the Leap.
Oh, hello. Hemo, how are you, buddy?
Good. Twice in 1 week, mate. I feel privileged.
How's your germs, mate?
Oh, look, the man flu is definitely still with me.
Yes, yes.
And copping no sympathy at home.
Oh, I know. It's a whopper.
Yeah. I had DJ ring me up yesterday, and he actually said, mate, I actually put a thing in at the hotel that stated about the man flu. You know what Lorraine did? She took it down. And he made her put it back up again yesterday, so.
Oh, that'd be right, buddy.
Yeah, women, you can't. Oh, gee, they.
Anyway, listen, you said that you were worried about the population increase in the world. There's too many people.
Well, we're breeding like rabbits.
Well, that's right. But Mum said, oh, Hemo will be all right. I said, well, why is that? She said, well, because only the tall people with big hooters will be able to get all the good oxygen.
Well, I'm okay there with the hooter. I'm not tall, though.
Oh, well, there you platform shoes, buddy.
I can do that.
But, oh, listen, boy, I rang you up. Oh, dear me, Ammo, all these massive storm cells over the southern states and coming up here by this afternoon causing havoc.
That.
I mean, this is just typical of our mob, you know.
Oh, why?
The Flaming Council voting out fluoride and bringing on these storms and destruction.
You think it's all that problem?
And global warming.
Yes, that could
be. Well, they're going to get the blame for it, you know.
Oh, they will, for sure.
But seriously, if you're worried about your children's teeth, then stop buying them fast food sweets and cola soft drinks, you idiots, and get the little Sebastians to clean their teeth and go to the dentist.
Yeah, true.
You know, don't whinge to me that it's someone else's fault for not putting fluoride in the water. We don't need any government department putting mysterious chemicals into our drinking water.
Well, they probably have been done for years. We don't know it.
No, I say, good on our mayor, Greg Williamson. I never liked him at all, you know. But
oh, didn't you?
Now I think he's a good bloke. Now I call him Greg the Great.
Greg the Great. Oh, yep. I'd love that.
Anyway, Hemo, before I go, and oh, gee, it's been lovely chatting with you again, buddy.
Yes, you too.
Our 6-year-old granddaughter, Rhonda, told us a good joke on the weekend.
Oh, did she?
She said, why can't you trust a chicken that crosses the road, rolls in the dirt, then moves back to the other side of the road again? And I said, why? She said, because he's a dirty double crosser.
Oh,
hey, see you, buddy.
See you.